So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Mi shelo yichag b'yom tev harishon shel chag, chagig es kol haregel. If someone did not bring a karban chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, he can bring it any time during the rest of Yom Tov. V'yom tev ha'achron shel chag, he can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day. And Rashi explains, v'af agaf deregel b'fnei atzmehu ha'v'tashlum in derishon. Even though regarding many halachas, Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate Yom Tov, nevertheless it can serve as tashlumin for the first day. And the Gemara cites two sources for this from Psukim. The Gemara recites a machlekes regarding the idea of tashlumin. Rabbi Yochanan amar tashlumin l'rishon. All the other days are replacements for the first day. Therefore, chigir b'yom rishon v'nespashet b'yom sheni ani mevi. If someone was lame on the first day and exempt from the carbon and then became healed on the second day, he's still exempt and does not need to bring a carbon because kibun lechazi b'rishon lechazi b'sheni. Since he was not obligated on the first day, he's no longer obligated because the original obligation is on the first day only. However, Rabbi Ishiya Amar Tashlumin Zelazeh, all the other days are replacements for each other, meaning that each day is its own obligation. Therefore, Chigir B'yom Rishon and Espashet B'yom Sheni Mevi. If someone was lame on the first day and became healed on the second day, he is obligated to bring the carbon as of that day, because Afagafta Lechazi B'Rishon Chazi B'Sheni. Even though he was not obligated on the first day, he becomes obligated on the second day, because each day is its own obligation. The Gemara cites another ruling by Rabbi Yochanan which seems to contradict his earlier opinion. Amar Chizkiya, Nitma b'yoyim mevi. If a Nazir became Tamei Meis, he brings the carbon after he becomes Tahar and begins his Nazirus again. If he was Toivel for his Tumah the next day, before he was able to bring his carbon and became Tamei again, he needs to bring two separate carbonis after he becomes Tahar. However, Balaila Einoy mevi. If he became Tamei the night before, when he could not yet bring the carbon, he only brings one carbon for both Tumas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Balaila Nami mevi. Even if he became Tamei the night before, he brings two separate carbonis. We see that even though he was not capable of bringing the carbon at the original time, he still must bring tashlumin. If so, likewise, the chigur should have to bring tashlumin. The Gemara answers, Kosav Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Eino Mechus Zman. Rabbi Yochanan holds that as soon as it becomes night, he becomes obligated in the carbon. He just cannot actually bring it because all the carbonis are brought by day only. Therefore, the difference is as follows. The Nazir was obligated at one point, but could not do it. Therefore, he must compensate for it. However, the Chigir was never obligated. Therefore, he has nothing to compensate for. The Mishnah continues. However, over a regel v'loy chog, einoy chayv b'achru yusay. If the entire Yom Tov passes and he has not brought it, he no longer brings it. Al zeh nemar me'uvas layuchal liskayin v'chesrin layuchal l'himonais. This is an example of something that the pasuk refers to as crooked and cannot be fixed, a deficiency that cannot be compensated. Now, Behehe asks Hillel, Hai lihimonais, lihimolais mi boile. The Mishnah should say it cannot be filled. Clearly, we're also referring to something else. Therefore, he explains, V'chesren l'yucha lihimonais, ze shenimnu chaveirev l'dvar mitzvah, v'hu loy nimnu imoyen. This refers to someone who was invited to join a group getting together for a dvar mitzvah, and he did not join them. He no longer has the opportunity to be counted among them. The Gemara cites another exchange between Behehe and Hillel. Pasuk says, "V'shavtem u'risem bein tzadik l'rosha bein oved elikim la'asher lo yavodai." Ben Hehe asked, "Hainu tzadik, hainu oved elikim, hainu rosha, hainu asher lo yavodu." The terms tzadik and rosha are the same as one who serves Hashem and one who does not. Hill answered, "Avdu v'loy avdu, travayu tzadiki gemurininu." We're referring to two individuals who are both tzadikim. However, enoy doime shoyne pirkei mea po'amim l'shoyne pirkei mea ve'echad. Compared to someone who reviews his learning 101 times, we call someone who only reviewed it 100 times, loy avdai. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Oimer, Ezuhum uvas she'enu yachal liskoin, zehaba ala erva v'hoil bimenu mamzer. This pasuk referred to someone who had illicit relations and produced an illegitimate child. And the Mishnah elaborates, Im tamer begoyne v'goyzel yachal achziroi v'yisakein. If someone steals or robs, it can be corrected. He can atone by simply returning the stolen item to its owner. However, in this case, he cannot undo the status of this child. The Gemara cites a different version in Ebraisa. Habo al eshes ish v'osra l'bayla. This refers to someone who had illicit relations and the woman becomes forbidden to her husband. This is also something that cannot be undone. The Gemara explains, kan ba'achos le'pinuya, kan ba'eshes ish. If one has relations with a single sister, it's only lo yuchal liskoin if they had a child. If he has relations with a married woman, it's always considered Layuchal Liskoin because she becomes forbidden to her husband forever. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, Ein Karin Me'uvas, Elo Mishahoy Mesukim Betchila Venesaves. The expression Me'uvas refers to something that was once straight and then became bent. This refers to a Talmud Chacham who strays from the Torah.